Little warning before this episode starts, because Mark was absolutely pissing me fucking off. Me and Mark got into a 30-minute argument about Saltburn and the new movie Leave the World Behind. So the first 30 minutes of this podcast contains spoilers for both of those films. So I know they're new films. You might want to still watch them. So if you want to not get any spoilers for Saltburn or Leave the World Behind, skip on to 31 minutes into this podcast and then we start with Old School. Which will also get spoiled, but I mean, if you haven't seen Old School yet, you can go fuck yourself.
Hello.
Hello.
That's a very aggressive start there. Welcome to Absolute Cuts, episode 20-something.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh God. Are we 27? Oh, easily. This must be like 29.
We'll be close to 30.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I know. We need to do something special for the 50th.
What? Make our own film. Make our own film too.
Yeah. In the next 20 weeks. Well, you're away as well.
Yeah.
This is the second episode we're recording this evening.
Yes.
And we've just had a visit from the owner of
the venue.
The place, Daniel Sloss, who has been playing wee geeky games.
He has. Yeah, you're very upset about this.
I am, because I remember during lockdown, I was properly losing it with all of you.
Yeah.
Because you were all in on the Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
Apart from Barry. Barry and Milo, but Milo's got his own shit going on.
Milo would be.
I don't think he would. I think.
You're kidding me.
I don't think it's effeminate enough for Milo.
That's true. If it was a Polly Pocket, some sort of.
Okay. Yeah. Aye. Like Sloss, I know, has always loved that.
Yeah.
Because you said when we first came in here, there's a big stack of books over there.
Yeah.
And you were like, he's asked, have I slagged off the books?
Yeah.
And I was telling you, there are a level of geekiness that I can't even comprehend.
Yeah, it's not like Star Trek.
No, it's nothing. No, it's many, many levels above Star Trek or Star Wars.
Well, Brandon Sanderson's made a fucking killing of him. Everyone's by Brandon Sanderson. Patrick, look at that. Patrick Rufus. That looks like a German name.
See, Brandon Sanderson sounds like a small-town quarterback that's up on a sexual assault charge.
Yeah, a backup one.
Yeah. because I don't mind that level of... Because I love Star Wars.
Yeah.
I think that's the only thing. But then I love wrestling, but I think wrestling...
You just did RoboCop. Well, nerds do love RoboCop.
Yeah, they do, but RoboCop's fucking class, and it's violent.
Yeah.
Whereas... The shit yous were playing. Was there not a time where you had your own wee story where you each became like, you could choose between being like a pixie or a goblin?
I was a rogue.
You were a rogue?
Yeah. I was a wee thieving bastard.
Aye. And then what do you do? You all throw dice.
You can do anything. So you just have to follow, say if you were doing like a Lord of the Rings fucking thing, get the thing, throw the phone thing in. No matter what you come across, something that happens, you have to do something. Right. You attack them. So, like Kai killed my pet when I was asleep. But to get away with it, you have to roll, like you have your own measurements of what your character is. You know, if he's sleight of hand, you roll it. And then if you you accidentally hit the pet too loud that everyone woke up and sees you smashing the pet. And it gets funny.
It's all in the roll of a dice.
Yeah, a number.
You just roll your wee dice and then...
You're just going to fucking remove...
What was your name?
Rapscallion.
What was it? Awesome.
Rapscallion, the lovable rogue. Virginia Tech.
Jesus. So yeah, I've just walked in and Daniel over in his house playing
He's so upset.
On
your so
on, is it on the Switch,
they're playing something on a Switch. I'm not. I liked the Dungeons and Dragons. It was good, crack.
You don't get to call it the Dungeons and Dragons,
like
right?
The pictures.
Because when you do, when you call something that, it's normally something that's widely accepted in society,
like the disco.
Yeah,
disco.
Yeah, you can't call it the Dungeons.
What do you mean Dungeons and
Dragons?
And Dragons?
You can call it Dungeons and Dragons. Dungeons and Dragons. What have you ever seen? What
have you ever seen the fucking arenas they sell out?
Surely not.
I'm not saying these
fucking wanks don't exist. But you never come. You know, like there was never at any point At no point was anyone bullied at school or slagged off by the coolest fuck kids because they weren't down the fucking Warhammer shop painting wee men.
No, there's a difference here. No, because,
no there's not. There's because, no difference
because
whatsoever.
Stand By Me, they had Dungeons and Dragons in the wee house in the side. That was the stuff on the table.
What, in Stand By Me?
Or not Stand By Me, fucking, sorry, Goonies.
No, they didn't.
That was on the table, was it not? Remember beside where the cock thing fell off?
No, that was Dungeons and Dragons.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Definitely
was. I wouldn't do Warhammer. It's that thing where they all paint the little...
That's literally one small step above what you're doing.
That is. I do agree with that, but I would draw the line there. I'm not
it's
painting the little...
It's fucking pathetic.
See, I'm not painting them little bastards.
It is the saddest...
The shops exist. I can't understand how they stay in business.
There's always some people in them. Always people in them. There's probably people that listen to this out there that have come to us from the other podcasts, but genuinely, if you do this kind of stuff, you need to get a fucking grip of yourself, honestly.
He came in and you that was the first thing you had a question. I'm seeing you in there. You came out to me first and went, you know.
Aye.
He's on his little fucking thing, playing his little geeky game. And then another friend, Maddie, was the one you got. Maddie, I can Maddie's understand the one. Some of them.
It's when normal people. Like Kai surprised me when he first got into it.
Kai gets into everything.
Kai does get into everything. Yeah. Elliot surprised me.
Yeah.
I thought Elliot was a bit more streetwise. But then Elliot's.
Did I not surprise you?
On top until now, Matty, you surprised me the most.
Yeah, well, I do.
And that's when I used to say to you, what would your pals from school think?
Oh,
What would your dad think?
I did. They had to really like grind me down for 3 hours because, you know, I felt deeply uncomfortable. You know, sitting in the chair going.
See, this is what I don't understand.
I was deeply
How at any point.
I felt like I was burning in church, you know?
Yeah. That's where I would be.
Do you think you'd turn violent?
I couldn't sit there and when they asked, so what's your wee character's name?
Look, there's ways of playing. I understand, right? So people in Dungeons
Lord
and Dragons. Lord Flutterball.
I am Lord Flutterball. I am an archer.
Yeah.
From the Greenlands.
From Greenland.
Oh, look. I have rolled 6. Seems I'm taking over your hedge.
You don't take it over hedges, Mark. All right. There's a lot of violence in it.
Yeah, don't try. No, there's a fuck it's, violence in it.
There's violence. Now, there's one thing I will say, another thing I draw the lines at, right? Some of them do the voices. If you watch them on, like, YouTube, they'll do a made-up voice while they play the game. Now, if anybody tried that shit, if anybody tried that shit around me, I'd be like, right, you've ruined it now.
How do you record what's already happened in your wee game? Is there a scribe?
There's a guy... Like Daniel would do it. Dungeon master.
So he would write the minutes. He's the dungeon master.
Yeah. He's the DM.
Do you know you're like the? This isn't that far removed from either the clan,
the Ku Klux,
or the Masons.
The clan, as in
the Ku Klux.
Yeah.
What a clan?
Am I Irish? There's loads of clans.
The
O'Neills. Ah, yes.
But the Masons, they have masters and grand wizards and all that kind of stuff, don't they?
But like, you know, but theirs isn't the game.
This certainly isn't a game.
Theirs isn't the game, you know.
So Daniel would just go, Kai has just killed Ryan's pet.
It's not like, yeah, actually, you know what? There would be a bit of that. You kind of have a general memory of what happened before him. But he would take some notes, yes.
How long would this take?
Oh, it takes fucking weeks.
Weeks?
Okay, so what's worse than cricket?
Right.
There's a movie. Well,
I know there's a movie. There's many movies.
Never watched that.
There's a cartoon as well.
Is there?
Yeah.
Fucking shite.
Yeah, the cool intro.
It looked fucking shite.
Anyway, do I hear something else I hate?
Bring us on to our next bit.
So, over the Christmas period, I watched quite a few films. I watched the Indiana Jones Dial of Destiny. I saw for the first time. I quite liked it.
You see,
I thought it was all
right. I actually hadn't bring that. Well, right, you know, it's 4 out of 10.
I thought it was all right. Wonka was excellent.
I would never watch that.
Absolutely.
You couldn't drag me into
excellent.
That. You couldn't right. drag me into that. The first one's fucking dog shit too.
What?
We'll bring that up. We'll get right. that. We'll get to Willy Wonka someday.
And the two we've mainly disagreed about.
Yes,
is probably the two biggest splitting of opinion films over the Christmas period.
For us? Not no, for, one no. person that I've seen has watched that. I was told to
really?
Watch that fucking film because it's so bad. And when I watched it, I was an hour in going, I disagree with him. This is great. And then it turned to all holy fucking
shit. All right, okay.
Shit.
All right, we're talking about the one I loved, you hated. Right, what we're talking about is Saltburn.
All right, we'll go Saltburn right, first. We'll go let's Saltburn. Let's stick to Saltburn.
We'll go Saltburn first, which over the week since I saw it, I now think I hate it more than anything I've ever seen in my life.
I know, but I knew this. This is very you, though.
But you have a theory over why people like me...
Yeah, you're just
which
an
I've been
old...
fascinated to hear.
You're just an old cunt. That's my fucking theory. There is no chance you heard it. It's, you know why you hit it as well? Because fucking cunts build it weird. Everyone kept saying, oh, there's these fucking mad scenes in it. And none of the scenes were that...
No, fucking, they're not
none of those scenes are that mad. Like, if that's the thing, you haven't been watching films. Not to sound like a dickhead or anything.
This was one of the parts that annoys me.
That is. I totally...
It annoys me the fact that people like, that just go, Jesus Christ, that's the most mental thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Well, RoboCop was more.
You've seen fuck all.
Yeah, RoboCop was more. Yeah. Like, that's nonsense. Yeah. I do totally agree with that.
But that's one of the minor reasons I hate it.
There's a couple of things that I hate about it. First of all, there was that stuff. Second of all, was that, like, fucking... People completely... completely getting it. You know, like, the rich people stuff?
Mm.
It was you that even sent it to me. You know, like the TikTok trends where people go on like running around the rich people house. And I'm like, you've completely got this wrong.
Yeah.
Like, you're not supposed to be like, oh, God, that's me.
That's how it's been marketed.
All the fucking kids are, everybody in it's a cunt. Like,
the woman, that made it.
She had a class other film too.
It's a promising young woman, I think, is brilliant.
Yeah.
She's very posh.
Is she, yeah. Sophie L. Spector's.
Very, very posh.
Yeah, it's a lot of posh people.
I'm assuming the guy that plays the main dude, Barry Keoghan. Nah. Keoghan, is that how you say his name?
Keoghan,
I thought it was, sorry.
Yeah.
He's not posh, obviously.
No, he's an orphan. Orphan on
good.
The streets of Dublin. Good. You've turned against Barry.
I really like him. I really do like him.
I will say one thing about this.
I think this has damaged his career.
I think... First of obviously it hasn't. This is clearly
I think it really has damaged
this is
his career.
Not damaged his career.
I'll be very surprised if he gets anything after this.
He's up for the Golden Globe last night. He was
not
second
for any,
favorite.
Fuck off, second favorite.
He was
second favorite. My arse.
He was.
For best actor.
Yeah, yeah. It
best
was five.
Actor.
You seen it last night?
Are you telling me so?
Cillian Murphy won it. Yeah.
Right? Are you telling me he was ahead of Bradley Cooper?
Bradley Cooper was fourth.
Yeah,
it had DiCaprio third.
They don't give it in fifth place.
I'm chatting about odds. I said the odds.
Aye, the odds in the fucking Irish Times, maybe.
In fairness, it was Paddy Power.
Well,
in fairness, it was Paddy Power. You need to go for William Hill if you wanted a non-biased, but he was... So what Well, right, first of all, you're very angry, right, at Barry Keoghan for one reason, right? It's because you're jealous, right?
Of his dick.
None of his dick, right? I didn't get that.
Right.
You know? I don't care about that. Dude ran around naked. Right. And I was like, what the fuck's this about? Whatever. Right. We have three, out of the six people who got up for the Oscar, three of them are Irish, right?
Right.
And the best Scotland acting wise you can give is like a dude on BBC. Like,
why am I not jealous of Cillian Murphy then?
You are
why
so
do I,
jealous.
Why do I don't? I don't have any hatred for Cillian Murphy at all. I've still not seen Oppenheimer, but I'm sure I'll hate that as well.
It's fine. Like, it didn't deserve it. I think it won Best Film and shit. And you're like,
it did. I've not seen it.
It's good, but
right. The reason I hate it,
I did think there was a lot of bullshit around it. I'm trying to stick to just the film.
I went in completely oblivious to everything.
Yeah,
read nothing about it. Knew nothing about it. What
you didn't
it
didn't see all the
saw nothing. The first I had heard of it was Waugh telling me. At the stand just before Christmas, have you seen Saltburn yet?
Because I told him to watch it.
I'd seen a couple of people mention Saltburn online, but I didn't know. I thought it was a TV series initially. Mm. When I saw it on Prime, I thought it was a TV series. I thought it was like a fucking Downton Abbey type TV series. So I watched it, and my main hatred is obviously the fact that it is a direct ripoff of the talented Mr. Ripley.
It's almost scene for scene.
It's not.
And you know what? The worst thing about this is the talented Mr. That's such a dog shit film.
It's not though.
That's a crap film.
So in the talented Mr. Ripley, right? Mm. There is a guy who comes from a meager background.
Yeah.
Who then weasels his way in to a rich. The rich world becomes obsessed with the incredibly charismatic, good-looking rich dude.
Yeah.
There is another pal, sarcastic, foul-mouthed pal who sees through him.
Yeah.
Who's Philip Seymour Hoffman in Talented Mr. Ripley. Then he starts killing everyone.
Yeah.
Where's the difference?
I mean, it's just...
Where's the difference?
I'll tell you what. It's to me, it's like saying that there's just so many hundreds of films that are the exact same thing, and I feel like you've picked out something here, going, that's a direct rip-up. I don't think it's a direct
I've never
rip-up.
Seen, I've never, I, a very
rare... To me, it's like reading me saying that Passengers, Life, Stowaway, fucking Moon are all the exact same
film. I've very rarely seen a film that blatant.
Okay.
A theft.
Right.
Right, I hated that.
Okay.
I hated how try-hard it was to be shocking.
I don't think it was try hard to be shocking. I think.
Oh my God, is he going down on her when she's in her period?
Yeah, I think.
Surely not.
I think. Oh. But that's the thing. That was the annoying people, the crowd people, and the TikTok people and all the time. I watched them and I was like, ugh.
Do you know what it is? Soft porn for lonely people.
Soft porn for lonely. There is a. See, here's the fucking issue.
This is
here's
what it
my
is.
Big. Here's a fucking theory. But you, it is, because half the time you're wandering around topless and it's all like fucking yep. shots and everything. Absolutely. But you're the guy that loves fucking Top Gun.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
That's real men.
This is your fucking nonsense.
That's real. That is real
telling
men.
Telling me about Top Gun being the best film in the world.
Because that doesn't appeal. Because Top Gun appeals to heterosexual men. And
does it?
And people that want to just admire good physiques. Right?
This is
dressed up in a way that it's fucking fan fiction. That's what it is. Yeah. It's fan fiction for fucking the kind of pricks that like that Twilight shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly what this is. Mm. People sitting at home rubbing themselves fucking clean.
Because
some floppy haired prick had. And do you know what?
He's not posh in real life, but he's an Aussie.
Oh, is he?
Big Aussie dude.
I don't like the marketing behind it.
Yeah.
When I read the reviews afterward, I saw someone describe it as the first film purely marketed on vibes.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
I fucking hate that word vibes.
That's disgusting.
What a shite.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolute shite. Right?
Yeah.
I hated that.
Yeah, that is.
I hated how try hard it was. It's beautifully shot.
I thought it was amazingly shot.
Fuck all to do with anyone. That's fuck all to do with the writers. It's purely a cinematographer.
Right.
I'll give this cinematographer pure props.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought the grave shagging scene did come out of the blue. I didn't expect that.
Oh, yeah. You heard about that too?
What? It's improvised. Yeah,
Mike Rice. That's a very funny clip.
Yeah, it's very good.
By the way, there's a couple of spoilers here, so we'll give this like 2 minutes. If you want to jump ahead because it's a new film. Usually, we're.
I don't give a shit.
I'm
spoiling it for you.
Right, the grave.
The drinking of the cummy water.
That was fucking great.
I saw something coming.
I loved it.
I didn't expect to rim the plug.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Right. I did see going down on her when she's on her period.
Yeah,
I did see that coming, and that was
But in fairness, like that type of that period things happen. I've seen that in a couple of films.
Oh, I've seen it.
You ever see a fucking French film?
Aye,
just a general French film.
Aye, and then the dancing about naked was just the final nail of how much more mental can we be? Let's show a bare. Well, it turns out this. Let's face it. He's painted out as being not that good looking a guy. He is.
Barry.
He is. He's a very distinctive, in a way, handsome looking guy. He's ripped to fuck in this film.
Yeah.
And they find out he's got a massive dick. So that, like, let's waggle it about.
I think it's prosthetic, isn't it?
Is it, there was rumors?
No, really?
There was rumors. I think he said, someone said it might have been a prosthetic after all this, but I don't know. Maybe it's true.
I don't like prosthetic.
Nah.
As a man who knows a prosthetic.
I know. I can see the outline. You can see the prit stick around. That's a PVC glue.
It's
black.
You know what? There was one good joke in the giant Joe Coy, the guy who did the Golden Globes last night. His really good joke, the one I laughed at, was when Barry Keoghan was in the audience and he said, Where's Barry Keoghan sitting? And he went, where's your penis sitting at? What's it? And he was like, oh no, there it is on Bradley Cooper's face. I was like, that's a fucking good joke. The last thing I hated. Oh, two more things.
Okay.
I hated the factual inaccuracies. I hated the fact that they did Low by Flo Rida and the film was set in 2006 and that wasn't released till 2007. I hated that. But normally I would let that go, but because I hated it so much, I went looking for things to hate.
Yeah, right? yeah, I get that. No, in fairness, I do that too, so I can't even. So I get that.
I hated that they had to, they know that their average fan and lover of this film is so fucking stupid that they had to spell out the fact that he had done it all. There was absolutely There was no need for that scene where he's sitting at the end of Rosamund Pike's bed and it goes through the flashbacks of him getting the guy's phone and putting the razor blades beside and obvious he's been the fucking puppeteer in all of this. Yeah,
you're meant to have known it well before that.
Right, there was absolutely no need, but the fact that they knew that there's going to be dense as fuck people there sitting there.
They definitely did.
Wanking themselves silly.
A lot of Jacob Elordi fans will come for that.
Yeah. And I have a theory.
Is this still
up? I have a theory that...
Yeah.
You only are defending this film because your boy's in it. If that was Timothy Chalamet, you would hate it just as much as I do.
I would never watch it, Timothy. I can't watch that cunt at all.
That's my theory.
I couldn't watch that cunt at all.
Because it is everything you hate about British society film.
I think it's... I thought it was like more of a satire in British shite. Like, I thought they were more taking the piss out of British things.
Oh, they were.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It's definitely not his best performance because his accent's dreadful.
A Scouse accent?
Yeah, it's terrible.
I thought it was all right.
It was fucking... It was every second line it was all right. And then they went back to fucking Dublin and then flipped to...
I thought that was all right.
If you... Seriously, it's like he's got a hit rate of... I'm like, where's he... I got over it very quickly, but like, you know, he is good in it, but his accent was fucking...
Yeah.
I was like, he nailed that line. Oh, we've tanked that. Your man's an underrated actor. He's actually quite good in things. That fucking jockey looking cunt.
Oh, he's a big charismatic bastard.
He's a very good actor. He's apparently, I haven't seen it yet, but he was apparently great as Elvis in Priscilla. Yeah.
Like
that. He's pretty.
Richard E. Grant's really good in it.
Carrie Mulligan's
just
a good actress.
Just a mad bastard in it.
Promising young woman.
She's hardly in it though. She's like.
Rosamund Pike.
As folk were saying, she was amazing. I
found her funny in it, but she was like, I used to have a thing with her when she was younger. Her hair grew out of like here.
What?
Like, her hairline is so low that it's off button. She looks like, like, do you ever see Doom? Do you remember her in Doom?
Yeah.
I was watching her. She had like hair in the ponytail and this thing, but her hairline was like there. Just started there, and I was like, just above the eyebrows, and I was like, what's going on here? Why is... She's got no forehead. It's always...
I'm going to look out for that when I go home.
Yeah, yeah. It's not as bad anymore, because I tried Gone Girl, but it's sometimes...
Yeah.
It's off-putting. Once you see it, it'll ruin everything.
Yeah.
You're fucking film. So we're already... I'm already hot over all of this stuff.
Right? This was pre-Christmas. I watched this and started sending him abuse about...
I don't know Wonka. I haven't seen fucking Wonka. I wouldn't go watch it.
Stunning film.
Right. I don't know. Probably is. Right. I have seen someone else say it's good too. I went and watched, like, you know, people were messaging me. Cousins were all like, oh, I've had a... Just watch this so bad. Right. Elliot as well watched it and was like in tears laughing, messaging me. And I was like, oh, shit. Because I was really looking forward to this film. Mm-hmm. I saw the trailer, you know, I was... there's been two films that have not been that good that I've been really looking forward to, like Silent Night. Do you know the one with Joel Kinnaman?
Oh God, it was awful.
I turned it off after an hour. I was so bored.
It was utter shite.
Yeah, I was devastated. And this was the other one, and everyone was telling me it was terrible. And for the first hour of Leave the World Behind, I was in. I actually was like, oh, no, I like this. I mean, you're talking about fucking copies. I mean, like, I do a load of films where I felt like all the house scenes and all were a similar type of shite. And I was sitting there going, right, but I'm in. I sold myself. And I just fucking, this is a spoiler. Just spoiler now for 30 seconds. And if you want to watch this film, the fact that after all everything, they were like, there's a civil war. I can't think of a less terrifying thing in the world.
It's not civil war, though.
It fucking is. It's the not. Fact that they go to the neighbor's house, he goes, I'm going to go check my neighbors, and it happened to be the place where all the fucking, the exact point where all the airplanes were fucking landing into the beach and smashing up the place.
No, that's not what, that's not true at all.
That is true.
No, yes, it is the beach, but they, like, they are, if you look at where, so they're in, are they in like Long Island or something?
Yeah.
Right, so that's the flight path to the airport.
Okay.
Right, so it's not that mental to think that
right.
planes would crash into that sea. And it's only two planes. You're acting like fucking fleet came down on the beach.
It happened to be the neighbour that he's going to visit's back garden. Fuck off.
But he lives by the beach. If you're a pilot trying to find somewhere to land, you're going to go to the nearest land. It just, that's where it is, the beach, right? So I think that's shite. It's not a civil war that happens at the end.
That's what they said.
I get
what the thing is, but then they're all like, it's civil war. The whole fucking town's bombing each other already within 2 days. And then it zooms out. I actually thought, when it stopped, I went, oh, fuck. Oh, God, let me check the time there. This must be something wrong with what I'm watching because the movie couldn't be over now.
Uh-uh.
And then I had the thing and I went, did I pass out? And I rewatched the last 20 minutes and watched it again and went, that's it.
Do you not think it's
a
realistic depiction of what the end of the world would actually be like?
I think it'd be fuck all like that. And I think Ethan Hawke gets worse in everything I see him in. Kevin Bacon's a joke. Julia Roberts was shite. Marshall Ali carried the whole thing. Thank God.
He is good.
He's going to be class in Blade.
He is very
good. That's
all
I watched the whole way through. He's going to be a good Blade. The kid too
but
was good.
Do you not like I loved the commentary on the fact of, I loved the fact that it was basically saying people are so reliant on technology now that once that's taken away, we're fucked.
Yeah.
Absolutely fucked. The fact that no one has a clue what's going on unless they're getting it through social media. The fact that Kevin Bacon couldn't find his way without sat-nav. They couldn't cope without phones. I love the fact that it was...
But I think that's shite. He went to the shop and back and he's like, I can't deal with him. I'm like,
but
no,
he'd never been.
He's a fucking twat. You would start, if I went and had a holiday B&B and I go to the shop and come back, that's it. I know where the shop is.
But he didn't even make the shop.
I know.
He drove around.
And then saw fucking some drone dropping leaflets. And then started driving back going, I thought it was fucking dog shit.
I thought it was.
They were so stupid. Everybody was so fucking stupid and ridiculous in the thing. I was all in and then it went all out. It was as bad. It reminded me of M. Night Shyamalan's bad films. Like The Happening.
Nah,
it's as bad as his worst
films. I thought it was very, very creepy.
It's a cabin.
I thought the idea of, don't be slagging off Cabin in the Woods.
Not Cabin in the Woods.
That's what you were planning
on doing. Shyamalan one. Knock on the Cabin.
Knock on the Cabin.
Same shite.
I thought it was a great commentary on the modern world. I thought the idea that there was this, that basically the markets, that they had this guy who was probably a senator or something like that, that had various money and he knew some shit was going down. So that was very clever. I thought the thing, what did you think of the thing with Friends?
What?
That ended with the girl putting on the last episode of Friends and then the theme tune.
So mad. It was so shit. I thought that was crap.
Why?
Did you think that was good?
I thought it was great because it was.
She wanted so desperate to see Friends, and
no, but it wasn't that. It was an idea that
I get the metaphor.
The 90s was just as that was happening. That was the last time where society wasn't like this.
Yeah.
And society has broken down so much through the internet and through technology, the fact that this is what will destroy the entire world.
I was
being. And nature is the only thing that will survive, and that's why nature's trying to warn them through the deer and the flamingos.
So shit! I forgot about the stupid fucking deer sitting.
And there's whole racial deer undertones. There's racial undertones to it as well.
Racial undertones in every film.
There is. There's.
There's racial undertones.
And you're fucking Ethan Hawke's he's a deadly. When she asks him, "Have you ever slept with a student?" You fucking know he has. Yeah. There's not a chance that he hasn't. A drama teacher.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Definitely has.
Mm, yeah.
I don't think Julia Roberts was great in it, but I'd like the fact that there's a character that just hates people.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I'll give you that.
I didn't like the daughter. I thought she was a pain in the arse.
She was. Well, she was meant to be. She was good, though.
But Big Ali was fucking outstanding.
I can only imagine what that film, how bad, or even more, I think it would, if he wasn't in it.
Aye.
If they had Chris Tucker doing that part.
He's in the Epstein thing.
Is he?
He's in the Epstein list. Oh, man. Chris Tucker.
Oh, man. Stole the vocal cords of a child.
Him and Jackie Chan. Rush Hour 5. It's just them trying to get out of the country before they get arrested.
I'll have to put like a thing at the start of the episode being like, okay, if you want to, the first 30 minutes of this is going to be
heavy. So that's first thing, it's just
I'll just put it in the description for people, and I'll put like a voice thing and we can start it off. Just so you know.
Aye, okay.
That's perfect.
Aye, okay.
Because we had to get that out.
We had to, because we've been arguing about it over.
The fact that all the Saltburn thing came out and then you came in and dropped, I really liked the worst film I've seen in about 5 years. You went, I really loved. So I hated The Goodfellas, right? I mean, I'm not comparing. But you know what I really loved there last day?
Right, now that's out of our system. This week's film is your choice.
Yeah, I went old school.
Literally went old school. Yes.
I saw it in the British Heart Foundation.
Always a good charity shop.
Always a good charity shop. Came in. I never give them anything. That's really rude.
What? You steal from the charity shop?
No. There's two charity shops beside each other in Stockbridge, right? It's usually where I get these films, right? And there's a Bernardo's, is it, for the kids, and there's British Heart Foundation. Mm-hmm. I get the DVDs from British Heart Foundation. I buy them there.
Uh-huh.
But I don't want to donate anything that has British in the front of it.
Oh, you never donate. All right.
So I tick them, buy them from the British Heart, and then donate them back to next door to Bernardo's. So
I never give them anything. I thought you were half-inching these fucking DVDs from the British Heart. I was like, Jesus Christ, Ryan.
We have a £1 £1 limit, and I'm sitting there fucking like emptying the cases.
I forgot how much I laughed at this. I fucking love this film.
So I what I remember about this film is like when I was in school. I was about 12 when this came out, I think. Right? I was like 12. I remember secondary school, a couple of fucking, you're my boy, Blue, all that type of shit we were doing during school. I remember because I used to be able to do the dart part really well when I was a kid.
The dart part?
You know, when Will Ferrell, which is possibly in the top 5 funniest movie scenes of all time. when they're in the birthday party.
Oh God, yeah.
I'm just going to go in here. One of the top 5 funniest scenes ever is when he's like, when I watched it, I actually had forgotten that scene was in it. And when I just saw Stifler with the hair, I went,
oh man.
And that was a malfunction of the memory card there.
Yeah.
So there'll be a real sharp cut there. But what was I going to say? We're watching, like, I think it's one of the top 5 funny scenes of all time.
Aye.
Like, I howled again. I've watched it like 7 times since. I showed Daniel it there when we came in. He was like, do you remember the dart scene? There's a part in it, and I used to be loved in it in school, like, because he does the reaction of being hit by the dart. And you know, he touched it, like, going, oh, is this bad?
Yeah.
Is this bad? And then he goes, yes. You know. And then
awesome.
Yeah, awesome. And then he goes, you know, when it starts slowly kicking in.
Yeah.
When he just goes, you just took one in the jugular. And he's like, wait. Anything in slow motion, he starts going, wait. I'm already gone. He starts going, wait. You're crazy. I like you. which are crazy.
So funny.
And then he falls up and he gets up and he shows one of the kids the way by. He doesn't like slap his head the other way. It's like, yeah, an outward passing, which is so much funnier than any of the other stuff.
See, when he collapses just before that and he's got his hand trapped in between the chair and he just goes,
yeah.
The bit that I laughed at the most in that when I watched it this time is it's Sean William Scott. When he's when he first comes along and he goes, "What's it?" And he goes, "Yeah, she's a beauty, isn't she?" And he, these little fuckers get out of line again. Goes, that's right, isn't it?
I thought so. I get to take them down.
Threatens the donkey.
It's the tug of the thing is so well. It's so funny.
It's so funny. Shut up.
You got a fucking dart in your neck. When it starts kicking in, you got a fucking dart in your neck.
I thought this was, cause when you first suggested this, I thought it was an Apatow one, but it's not. No,
it's Todd Phillips.
Todd Phillips, and then I was like, have we done any of his? But his Road Trip as well.
Aye.
Yeah. So was Road Trip before this?
This is what 2003.
Ah, I think so. Aye.
So probably a year after. No, it was 2000, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure Road Trip was 2001, and then this was 2003.
Because
Is it because they used to get the? You know, it's a Todd Phillips film because all of his comedies used to have the Dan Band in it.
Oh my god!
They were in Due Date. He did Due Date as well.
Yeah, it's so funny. Hangover. I didn't realize they were an actual band. That's another bit of howl at when I see the fucking look in your eyes. It's the look.
It's the look that people caught it.
Yeah, and then they just dismiss it. Yeah. Oh, fucking every now and then.
Was it The Hangover or was it Judith where he does candy shop?
That's
people?
A wedding. Is that a wedding? No, it's a hangover. It's a hangover. Right? It's in the wedding
Don't
at the
you
end.
Stop. I've got a Dan Band story right. About me and the Dan Band in Galway.
No?
Oh, man. I fucked up big time. So, you know Doc.
Yeah.
Right? So I wonder if Doc remembers this. This must be about 2015 in Galway, right? At the festival, the Dan Band's playing.
Right.
At the festival. So they did some comedy gigs, right? And do you know the way people are always on about Mariah Carey being a diva backstage because she wants 80 roses?
No? Yeah.
But that's a contract thing.
Yeah.
So that, like, if she don't have 80 roses somewhere in the contract, they haven't read the contract.
Yeah.
Right? So the Dan Band had that... Right? Where they had a bowl. They wanted a bowl filled exactly to the brim of Skittles.
Right.
Right. In the thing. But I was sharing the apartment, right, with them. So I had, when I first came in, I was there a day early, 2 days early. They were only there for one day. I was there the whole weekend. Like, I polished off their whole rider. Right. So they came in.
Amazing.
I caused an international, it's like, you cunts didn't read anything. And like, people were running around going, wait, I'm pretty sure we had anything. I came in and like, there was people in panic, like after a day, because there was like proper contract negotiations going on. And then they were like, I was like, oh, I polished that off day one. And then they were like, what was there? And I go, just a big bowl of, and they're like, okay, it's okay. They did read the contract. I nearly caused a fucking thing with the Dan Band.
So did Dan Band go like tits with you?
No, I think it was their like, manager or agent or something like that. It wasn't actually them, no.
What were they like? Is
I they were in the thing, but I was out all night
because
it was that festival. They were doing an early flight, so I basically walked into them backstage, said hello, and literally that's it. Even though I was sharing the thing, I was out all night. They were sleeping. But it's funny, when I saw the Dan Band, I went, oh my god, I have a Dan Band story. I must chat to Duck because I think Duck was involved in the festival of smoothing everything over. Amazing. And I wouldn't have known him that well at the time, but I fucked up the backstage writer.
That's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
I didn't realise this is one of Will Ferrell's first films.
Yeah, one of his best.
That is one of his best.
He's one of his best performances.
I think everybody's excellent in this.
Yeah, they are.
I think this is Vince Vaughn's. Apart from Swingers, I think this is the best.
Well, apart from Brawl and Cell Block.
Oh, Brawl.
a comedy, definitely. I like him in The Lost World.
The thing is, Vince Vaughn's very much like, he just plays Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
He's like Ryan Reynolds now.
Yeah.
He just like a guy who's found he's incredibly quick He's incredibly smart and he's a smart arse.
Yeah,
same way Ryan Reynolds is.
Hateable face.
Aye, but he's so fucking good at it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the bit of this, when they're in the church at the start and Will Ferrell's getting married and he's just the whole time going, I can't believe this is the biggest mistake you're ever going to make in your life. Well done, one vagina for the rest of your life. And then the dad comes and goes, takes a man to give away an angel.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
He's like, touch it. Great film. I thought there was way more funny bits. I thought there was going to be like 5 or 6 funny bits and the rest of it's going to be filler. That's what I remembered it as. But I actually thoroughly enjoyed a lot of this. There was a lot of things in it, like the Dan Band story I just told you, the fucking thing. Jeremy Piven. I've got a Jeremy
Piven. I
got a Jeremy Piven story for you about my second cousin.
Right.
That lived out in... she lived out in New York. I remember the time I was like homeless in New York. Uh-huh. I stayed with her for a week. We all stayed with her for a week because we found her. Uh-huh. She spotted me in Queens and went, ah, relative. That's how much of a Donegal head I apparently had. Because we had never met.
Right. Fuck off.
And she spotted me. Like, no, she knew I was in the area.
Oh, right, okay.
But it wasn't.
But she still just spotted you in a crowd in Queens. On
Sunnyside in Queens. She just she ran over. McGinley. I was like, yeah, Colin. Yeah, well, she knows my name. So, McGinley. And I was like, yeah. And she goes, I fucking spot your head from a mile off. And I went, I was like, we're in New York City. So she went all kooky, right? Because she fucking like fell. And her spleen exploded and she like almost died on the operating table and all and came out like just a hippie essentially. Right? So she started her job then. She started doing exorcisms for non-religious exorcisms for celebrities. She would do like, just like getting rid of your bad vibes, bad juju.
I was going to say, what's she exorcising here?
It's not actually, it's just like, exercising negative shit around. Not it's not from a religious point of thing, but it was basically
A new age kind of thing.
Right. So she was like, Cyndi Lauper was one of her main people, Cyndi Lauper, but she'd done Jeremy Pitt, right? So we came in one day and this is how long ago this is. We're in New York watching Entourage. Uh-huh. Right? First season's just like, or whatever. So she comes in, she goes, oh, that's that man, Jerry Piven. He goes, I wouldn't. Is that boy, like, listen, I only had one session with him for an hour. Phrasing. No, and she was like, that man's got a lot of bad spirits around him. A lot of bad juju in that man. I can Jesus. Just tell. Fucking man was outed. Like, Jeremy Piven's a dodgy cunt. There's loads of allegations.
What is the thing about Piven?
I don't actually know. I know he's involved a thing, but I don't know. Because
I know when he did that, folk were like going, oh, well, he's not that far removed from his Entourage character.
Well, all I could think of was, like, fucker was right.
Jesus, man.
I was like, how the fuck she clock that?
That's insane.
She did. She clocked it. Yeah, when Jeremy Piven was thing, I went, oh, my God. I messaged my friend Jim. I was like, Kitty was right about the fuck.
That's mental. Anyway. I remember I had a massage once. And from Jeremy Piven. That's what's wrong with him. He fucking fondled me in a massage.
Imagine I looked up the allegations. It was you and his face. You just forgotten. Oh.
No, I had a massage once. I've only had like 3 massages in my whole life, and I've never enjoyed any of them.
You laughed through them.
But this one, the woman was. So I had like a fucking huge pain in one of my shoulders or something because I'd like twisted something, and she's wanting me at this, but she also did like healing kind of stuff where she feels aura and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And she was like, she was like, do you mind if I do this? Because I'm getting a weird, really weird feeling up towards the right hand side of your neck and your. I was like, fucking go for it. So she did that, and then she was like, there's a really, I'm feeling like really. Real tension or really there's something bad at the back of your jaw just around about here. I was totally dismissed it.
You're like, I'm on gear.
Yes, I'm is it a grinding by any chance? I'm off my tits, you know, fucking.
Do a line and go to get a massage.
They've been so relaxed and so agitated in your life. It's like taking sleeping pills and uppers at the same time.
Yeah.
Which is gonna win?
Viagra and fucking what do you call it?
No, but I had an impacted wisdom tooth that I didn't know about. And it was only like weeks later, exactly where she'd been pointing, there was tension, And it was like, suddenly I got this fucking pain weeks later up there. And I had to go to the dentist, and it was an impacted wisdom tooth.
Sometimes it freaks me out. I'm like, what the fuck are you people doing?
I know.
Like, you got that. I told you about mine.
Also, why are you not using your forces for good?
Well, because like, if you have this, because they're then shite. So I was trying to write a bit about this, but it's not going to work. I'm not going to do it right. Because I was told by Katie's other relatives, they're all like clairvoyants and all mm-hmm. that shit, right? And she's like, I'm not into that. As if what she does is weird.
Yeah.
All that nonsense, right? But she did now. It was my great aunt or something stopped me once when I was like, things like, you have a lot of these powers, clairvoyance uh-huh. powers, but you will never use them because I know what you're like. Essentially, they were just like, at 10 years old, she was basically like, you're going to grow up a little bit of a cunt. So you won't use it, but you've got a lot of the things. You can see all those things. And I go, well, that's why I'm in gambling now. Like, but she was like, but I just was like, it's like the weakest. Like, clairvoyant, an X-Man.
Ooh, no, gonna be money I'm in your not, future. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, here. If like, for example, that person there, if they can feel something going okay. wrong with folk, what would be the harm in letting them loose in a hospital and going
hospital in Gaza, missing a leg? We know. Find shit we don't know.
Your family are fucking, they're all into weird shit.
It's not, it's like literally just from Donegal.
What was Cindy Lauper?
You've seen
what
goddamn.
Was Cindy Lauper getting?
I can't remember what Cindy Lauper. I know the other person was one of the other people, because I went to his house, was Bon Jovi. Oh, man. So Bon Jovi is out in Long Branch, right where, uh-huh. that's out where Springsteen, I think, is, or uh-huh. one of those. There's like Astor Place. Mm-hmm. I went to the shop that Clerks.
Oh, yeah.
So that's
in
one of those, that's like, there's like three long neck thing in Jersey. Yeah. So it was like Astor Place. So I was at that shop, and that same day we only stayed at the nice massive mansion, Bon Jovi's, but he's a proper like doomsday dude. So he's got like a hole underneath his house, is like a end of the world bunker and shit, I was told.
Wow.
He got, sometimes lets
people. So she in. Did Bon Jovi as well?
I can't remember that.
Shot through the heart!
Dead or alive? Dead.
So, you don't know what Cindy Lauper was?
No, I can't remember. I can't remember what she said. This was Christ. When I was like 2000.
I still like Cindy Lauper as well. Mm-hmm. Seeing her true colours now.
Blow my cock off like in RoboCop.
Oh, Christ. Right.
Back to this fucking film.
Not,
I chose a film, but this happens when we do like knocked up
comedies.
Comedies were your thing. This was great. The mad character though was that blowjob scene.
Oh, it's Andy Dick, isn't it?
What,
yeah.
It's
Andy Dick, yeah.
It's so obviously Andy Dick now. Yeah. Yeah.
Andy Dick coked off his fucking mind. That is very, very funny.
Yeah.
Where
when she attacks.
There's a girl. Because they all get different vegetables.
Yeah.
And one woman's been given like a fucking marrow. But she's fucking gobbling it like you wouldn't believe.
We don't want. Remember when he's like. So when Will Ferrell's got the bandana on, he's like fixing the car. It's so funny.
Oh, and yeah.
Was it Boston more than the feeling? White Snake's playing. And. That would work too, Boston.
I've removed a rotator belt, but let's keep that in the down low because it's not strictly street legal.
She's like, she could see it. She's like, we don't want Frank the Tank coming back. Frank the Tank is just basically like fucking Bert Kreischer's machine shit.
Yeah.
But that fucking Frank the Tank stuff, when he's really boring the people in the, you know, when he's about to torpedo the fucking down the, I've never done one of those to be honest, but. What the fuck do you call them? The American.
It's like
we used to call it torpedoing, but you just
we call it we'd call it torpedoing, or should we call it stropedo? Because used to do it.
You put a straw at the top.
We used to do it with bottles of Reef. Do you remember Reef? Orange. So it was like an orange alcoholic drink.
Yeah.
And you stick it in and then cover it at the top,
and then
go at it and you could gun it in like a second.
I remember. I was in university when I found out that a straw did that.
Aye, it's amazing.
It just goes. Rook.
We did it.
You did torpedo with the bottom of the can.
Oh, I've done that. Yeah. But I remember because we used to do that all the time with Reef because it was Reef at uni was like a pound a bottle or something. So. Literally a fiver and you were fucking wrecked because you're taking five immediate hits of alcohol to your system. And we did it on my 21st birthday, but we couldn't find any reef. So we got Bacardi Breezers, and orange Bacardi Breezers. But the great thing about reef is it was flat. It was Bacardi Breezers, one of the fizziest drinks possible.
Oh, my God.
So this fucking projectile vomit after about two of them. Like proper exorcist everywhere. No.
Do you know that back in them college days, I used to... Because you had no money and you were trying to like get as fucked as well, this little thing before you went out. And we were going to these nightclubs when I was about 17 or 18 or whatever in Dublin. And my one used to be, what we would do is when you got you'd set your alarm for the bus, you'd have the bus time. You're like, all right, we have to get on the 11 o'clock bus, whatever, into town from university. And you'd set the alarm and it was only 10 to, you'd be sipping a beer or two, chatting to people for 2 hours. But the pre-drinking was like, we'd have an alarm and then we'd all run up and we'd all have like a fucking flagon each. Oh no, you don't know. You don't follow.
Flagon.
You know a nagging and a flagon, no?
What the fuck?
Irish thing.
What did you go? What did you go to college in medieval to a flagon?
No. So a nagging,
right,
is a quarter bottle of vodka, like you know the small bottles.
Yeah.
A half bottle is the flagon, and then it's just a three quarter bottle.
Yeah.
You would neck a flagon in a pint glass.
Jesus.
So he would put a
vodka.
No, you'd put a pint glass, pour it, the whole thing, and everything. Like, so it's like, it's three quarters pure vodka. And then you'd put, like, top it up, so it's a full pint with a little bit of Coke.
Aye.
It does, it barely, I mean, it's still pure vodka. Aye. And you would neck that, and you, because you were basically sober before that. But it's, that used to, like, I couldn't even think about doing it now. But, like, because, as you said, it's such a heavy intake at once.
Aye.
By the time you got off the bus, you were fucking wired.
Oh, Jesus, aye.
You were wired. I remember being like...
Do you ever mind sweep?
No, is that the taking...
Trying drinks at the end of the night?
No,
just never all the done empty. It. I was a king of that.
I know loads of people that I never did it.
Oh, my God. There is a genuine, like, I remember when I first saw this film.
This is our old school moments.
This is 2003, and I think I saw it when it was released. And I was going out, I was just going out with me at the time. And there was a certain kind of acknowledgement from Amy with the Frank the Tank scene, basically looking at me and going,
he reminded me of you.
I have had moments like that where I've, particularly at music festivals, where there's been one moment and it's just then gone fucking mental.
Oh.
It's been like fine, and then it's like, right, don't have another drink. And then one drink will just... I'll be fine. And then the next thing, it's fucking carnage.
We're going streaking.
Yeah. It's not that far off.
We're going streaking. Really.
Dude, he did that for real.
Huh?
He did that for real.
That run up the street?
Aye, but he was like proper butt naked, like... Especially at the party, because he had to get pissed before...
Oh, really?
I was reading this today, yeah, with the Snoop
bit. Oh, that's right.
How come Snoop's so pally with so many comics?
I think it's the other way around. I think it's comics want to be pally with Snoop.
Aye.
And Snoop does literally everything. You can just buy Snoop.
Can you?
Yeah. So you know why, like, every you know why Snoop Dogg's in, like, 100,000 songs? I don't think there's... Like, the man releases 40, 50 songs. It's someone featuring Snoop Dogg.
I'm going to find out.
So he literally just has, like, a price tag. And you can just... So that's why when brand new rappers, if they get a bit of money, they go, let's sell your first song, feature Snoop.
That's a college party. So how much...
While you're Googling that, Will Ferrell was DJing a college party recently. He DJed in a frat. He came down and DJed for the... I guess his daughter's birthday. Sorry, it was a big college party for his daughter.
Wow. So how much think it costs to hire...
200 grand.
So far off.
How much?
If you want to collab... So if you want to get Snoop Dogg on one of your songs, 250 grand.
Wow, okay, so I was...
Right?
Yeah.
What did you say, actually, for Snoop?
I said 200.
200, much cheaper. You can get Snoop Dogg to play your private party for £75,000. It's dollars.
Wow.
$75,000. Wow.
He's got the same fucking price range as me.
This is fucking... Look at this! so this is colleges, right? This is specifically a website to get rappers. So you could get like Tyler the Creator, 125 grand. Skepta, 100 grand, right? Post Malone,
Skepta,
200 grand, right? 40 grand for Azealia Banks. It's not bad, right?
She's a wanker, though. Nobody likes her anymore.
So let's get everybody, right? Literally every rapper and hip hop artist. Jason Derulo, 100 grand. That's all right. Everyone you can get, right? Chris Brown, not available for colleges. He's the only one you can't fucking hire.
He's not allowed.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's amazing. He's got a bracelet on, and basically if he walks in a college, it beeps like Battle Royale.
I tell you what, we're fucking doing this. If we, once we release Patreon, if it really kicks off, let's not spend any money at all. Keep this fucking backdrop. Everything.
Me, you, and Jason Derulo.
Everything goes into getting Jason Derulo.
Hi, Jason. Jason Derulo, what do you think?
Tiny Temple will only set us back 35 grand.
So here's a good one, because I know one, because our college did it, and I was the little snaky newspaper editor. Little John came to UCD. And
right.
Little John got 22 grand.
Uh-huh.
And he only played 22 minutes.
Oh, that's about a grand a minute. That's incredible.
He only played 22 minutes, fucked off.
That's amazing.
And I remember because the Saturdays came on after.
Uh-huh.
And in the college, and everybody just shooed them off, like pelted their shoes at the Saturdays. Saturdays had to leave. They were like, "Will you fucking?"
Right. Remember all the Lils you mentioned?
Lil John.
Right. Lil John, Lil Uzi Vert, and Lil Yachty. Who do you think's the cheapest?
Yachty.
Nah, Yachty, 50 grand.
Okay.
John, 25 grand.
Okay.
Aye, Lil John. Uzi Vert, 200. He's one of the most expensive.
So Little John's what there?
Little John, you can get for 25 grand.
See that? That's it, because I remember. 22 grand he played. He only played 22 minutes.
25 grand. This is fucking fantastic.
Yeah,
this.
Yeah. Little John came. I remember Little John, 22 grand, because it was a scandal.
There's pretty a guy sure called Dale the Funky Homo Sapien.
He's fucking it. Dale the Funky Homo Sapien. Dale the Funky Homo Sapiens. Check it. Yeah,
he's 10.
He's massive. He's like
10 grand you can get him for.
Is he not part of like De La Soul?
I don't know.
De La Soul or the Sugar Hill Gang is De La Funk.
So funny, man.
De La Funk Homo Sapien, yeah, he's massive.
Oh,
he's done a couple of songs with the Gorillaz.
We got to do this, man. This is fucking excellent.
I want. So
Jesus.
We should start a comic once. Ed Gamble.
That's absolutely brilliant.
Alfie Brown, not available. Jesus Christ.
Do you ever wish there was a fraternity?
I went out in 2 days with a girl that was in a fraternity back in 20 years ago.
In America?
Yeah, she was here.
Aye, but
she was American.
Is it a fraternity?
Carolina. They were all, and they were literally called something like
Beta Kappa Beta.
They had like a symbol and went to a house. And I was like, what?
Is it a fraternity when it's female one?
I don't know.
That's a sorority. Sorority.
Sorority.
Yeah, sorority.
Bad Neighbours too.
For chicks. Yeah. Fraternity. I'm quite fascinated by the whole culture.
I would absolutely be in it.
I don't think.
I feel like it'd be pathetic.
I think your asthma would count against you.
I mean, I'd be the guy that, remember when they did the cinder block trick?
Yeah.
That's one of the funniest screams I've ever heard.
Oh, when, yeah. So when the dude goes down the drain, yeah.
When he goes down the drain and the looks down, he's stuck in it. He's still going, still screaming. I remember when your man died, Blue.
Blue.
He did a real fucking serious film, I feel like. Once he's a really good actor. But
I've never seen him in anything.
He's an old fucker, yeah.
Who my boy, Blue?
The KY Jelly thing.
Oh, I know.
Till I was about 25, I was like, what the fuck is KY Jelly?
Is it just a lube?
It's just lube.
That's literally it.
Yeah, I was sitting there. I didn't know it was that.
What's lube made of?
Tea.
Tears.
Lumpy tears. It's not lumpy. Like lumpy tears. It's, I don't know, brake fluid? Watered down.
You ever tasted... Well, disgusting question this is. Have you ever tasted the flavoured lube?
I definitely have somewhere along the line.
It's horrible, man.
Tasted a Saturday orange cut. Spread it on my toast. Slipped it in my mouth about 10 times. That's a fucking like... Oh, God. I don't think, in fairness, there is initiation things. I wouldn't, like, enjoy that.
No.
I wouldn't do that cinder block shit. Never.
I don't know. I think I would.
I think I'd be fine because it would just hit that.
All right. Fucking calm down.
I'll show Barry Keoghan. That's what I'll do at the end of Saltburn. I'm going to out and face Barry Keoghan from the other room.
Of a fucking fight. Wang
off.
A fight. Like a couple of drooling centipedes. I wouldn't at the cinder block thing. They wouldn't be able to find enough to tie the rope on. They're like, we need to get some dental floss in for this.
Is this cutting is restricting the flow?
That I love the scene at the start where Luke Wilson comes back and Juliette Lewis is in the.
Yeah,
it's just so funny the fact that he hears the moaning and then comes in and goes, oh God, you've no idea what I thought. And she's like, oh yeah, yeah. And he goes, no, don't get embarrassed. Like, this is really, we should really get into this. And then the two people, it's a factor, it's like an old married couple.
Yeah, it's so funny.
And then Todd Phillips turns up to the door. He's like, yeah, I'm here for the gangbang. And Luke Wilson's speech. Where he's like, love's hard to find. Sometimes you think you found love, and then you get the early flight home from San Diego, and then two naked people burst out your closet like a goddamn magic show, wanting to double team your girlfriend.
It's so good.
Oh Christ!
I thought it was very funny. I laughed the whole way through it. There's a couple of people I forgot. I forgot Luke Wilson was in it.
Yeah,
odd. He's the main actor. Basically.
Aye.
And I forgot she was in it too. I just forgot the 2 minutes. I just thought it was, when I thought of it, I think it was, yeah, it's Vince Vaughn and Will Ferrell. I just completely forgot about that love story. Nobody gives a shit. From, not ER, Grey's Anatomy.
Aye, I didn't know her.
Yeah, she's from Grey's Anatomy.
I've never seen Grey's Anatomy.
You should. It's class.
The very funny thing is Will Ferrell constantly trying to re-gift the bread maker. when he brings it to the kids' party, he's like, the kids open it, he goes, yay!
Yeah. Oh, God. That's the same one. He's walking in the house as well with a hockey stick.
Yeah.
Earmuffs. The fact that he's got a kid the whole time with him.
I forgot the whole Alicia Cuthbert.
Oh, that's so dodgy. But that's proper. Like, every film in that thing, that was, like, literally a running thing was every time was someone has a sex with a student.
But I didn't realise, I totally forgot that she was at high school. Like, I thought it ended with her just being as one of the students.
Yeah.
And his boss's daughter. I thought that was the main reveal, that it was his boss's daughter. No, it's not Richard. It's the guy for Lost.
John Locke.
Yeah, that's John Locke for Lost.
Thinking of Step Brothers.
Totally forgot when he says 7 weeks away from graduating high school. You're like, Jesus fucking Christ. I don't even know what age that makes her. But
16 or something, maybe.
God.
Yeah, it was fucking horrific. It's horrific too because it's so fucked because it's not even like that's the storyline. They show you like her half naked lying around the bed the whole time and then drop that. You're like,
yeah, I know.
What the fuck have you done to me?
Aye. Why are you bringing me into this?
you fucking just turned everyone.
Yeah. I'm amazed. How come she never became massive? Because she was in the biggest TV show of all time.
Yeah. Are you afraid of the dark? she was one of the kids in Are You
Was she?
Remember when I was about 5 spotting it?
I was a huge fan of Alicia Cuthbert.
I was a huge fan of Juliette Lewis when I was a teenager.
Oh, yeah.
I had a crush on Juliette Lewis from that creepy, another rapey one, Dust Till Dawn.
Dusk Till Dawn.
Fucking and Cape Fear, something, was it?
I just seen Cape Fear, the Natural Born Killers as well. California.
But Jesus Christ, not now. I don't know. Like, now I even look back and go, what the fuck?
She should have been bigger as well.
Well, she went out to music. She was massive in music.
Oh, was she?
Juliet and the Licks. Juliet Lewis and the Licks.
Is that?
That's her, yeah. Oh, she, fucking hell. She went into punk music for about 10, 15 years.
Wow.
Comes back, does random. She's in Due Date as well, actually.
Wow.
She sells the drugs in Due Date. She's a drug dealer. It's very funny.
There you go. I forget little to say about.
No, this is what happens with these ones. I knew this one.
We used to enjoy watching it again.
Because you can't laugh at shit that's already funny. Like, you're already taking the piss. Class, I very, very, very much enjoyed it.
It's right up there with it. I don't know which of my favorite. I like this more than Road Trip.
Yes, I do.
I think Wedding Crashers is funnier than this.
I think Due Date's funnier than all of them.
Really?
I love
Due Date. I think Hangover's the king. I think that's the absolute pinnacle of Todd Phillips.
I think Due Date's just a tiny bit below. I love Due Date. I just have a...
I know what you mean. But then Wedding Crashers is so funny.
I barely remember it.
Oh, like that's...
Is that the Meatloaf one? I thought that this was an...
Meatloaf?
The Meatloaf!
Oh, yeah. Will Ferrell's like the king of the Wedding Crashers. Yeah. I thought you meant the singer Meatloaf.
Oh, no.
That's Fight Club.
51st Date or something.
But I mean, this is absolute peak.
You didn't realize that you're in the middle of a lot of those type of things. Like the very end of it was like super bad.
It
was at the start. The very end was super bad.
But it's fucking mental when you think about this. Like from
2000 to 2007.
Even from like mid-90s to the end of 2000. The end of 2000, like 2010, say. You've got Todd Phillips making Road Trip.
Yeah.
When Crashers, this, Due Date, Hangover, all of that stuff. You've got Apatow making...
Knocked Up. Superbad, was it? That was 2006.
Jonah
Hill's, the Seth Rogen ones.
All of them coming out. You've got the Farrelly dudes making Kingpin, Dumb and Dumber, Something About Mary. Yeah. They're all coming out.
Yeah.
It's just like...
You've got the American Pies.
Aye.
You have the Scary Movies.
I mean...
You've got the Wayans brothers doing
unbelievable 15 years of comedy films that are just...
And they don't do comedy films like straight up stupid shit like that anymore.
No, they don't.
Nobody will really... Like, I went to see Anything But You. Anything But You. I was like, that's a typical rom-com, a decent rom-com, like Adam Sandler. It's like watching Joe go, just go with it. But they were like, this one was like, I only felt relief watching it going like, I haven't seen an actual stupid rom-com in a long time. Just a flat up meet the parents type shit.
But at the same even another one at the same time, Sandler's making films at this time.
That's right.
So you get Big Daddy, Happy Gilmore and all that shit's coming out as well.
Some days.
It's unbelievable.
What we had in the last 5 years?
I honestly can't think of the last great comedy.
One Taika Waititi film. I know he's an annoying cunt. Now he's banging Rita Ora. Nightmare.
Sorry, I know.
What a horrible...
I thought it was Dua Lipa.
Nah.
It Rita Ora?
Fuck Dua Lipa, you madman.
I'm fucking amazed at Rita Ora.
Nah.
He's, you know, like 10, 20 years older than her, like...
Yeah, he is.
I'm not a fan.
Taika?
Nah.
I really loved his first three.
I loved Ragnarok.
I love Ragnarok too, sorry, I forgot about that. No, I love Hunt for the Wilder People, I loved it. Loved What We Do in the Shadows.
It's all right. I've never seen that.
Loved Jojo Rabbit.
I've never seen that.
Good.
I mean, I'm being new unfair. Being unfair in the game.
yeah, you've missed all his best.
I've hardly seen any. I mean,
Ragnarok's possibly his. And then the new one was dreadful. He's now buying into his own shit. He was quirky and now he's like, I have to make everything quirky. And they're just like, game over. Fucked it.
Is he not in a film with Fassbender now? About football?
Yeah, it's meant to be dreadful. Yeah. It's meant to be a complete waste of time. He's the rat catcher in Suicide Squad. He's the dad. Remember the daughter?
Is he?
Remember the daughter's the rat catcher? Aye. He's chatting to her up on a thing. That was him. He's a decent actor too.
I didn't know that.
But
Right. Thanks for that. Sorry we didn't talk about the film much, but we had half of a big rant and
Old School.
Yeah, watch Old School. It's
the
hilarious.
Dart scene.
It's genuinely hilarious. Yeah, even if you don't watch the film, just watch the dart scene.
Yeah,
so funny. It's got a class soundtrack as well.
Yeah.
Got that. Master of Puppets.
You're fucking darting her now.
Next week is going to be our first ever Western.
Oh, fucking excellent.
We are doing, I've forgotten the DVD, but we are doing The Magnificent Seven.
Oh, great. Okay.
So, yeah. So that'll be.
Yeah. I have seen this.
Quite the swerve from. And not the remake. The original Steve McQueen, Yul Brynner.
That's sorry, yeah.
Magnificent Seven.
I don't like the remake. I know you said. I'm pretty sure, was it you? I don't like the remake.
I've never seen the remake.
I fucking hate the remake, actually.
I've never seen the remake.
Barely remember the. Right, perfect, right. Great.
So we're doing Magnificent Seven. If you've not seen it, then catch up with that. Apart from that, tour dates are all going to be down there, Belfast. Well, but that's still. But I just keep mentioning the Irish ones. But you've got Birmingham Glee in there, Frog and Bucket in Manchester, Carlisle, Elgin, Inverness, all the places. You can find them all somewhere. As it comes up, I'll give them all out more. Ryan,
I am basically in Denver in Australia. So unless you're in Denver or Australia from till the middle of March,
Denver. The Sunshine State, gorgeous, just gorgeous. Yes!
Fuck's sake.
Yes!
That
was an old school. Gorgeous, just gorgeous.
How did I not clock? You just said it there and I went, oh, no, what's that? That's this, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I never even fucking thought of that.
Oh, yes!
Sunshine State.
See?
Bingo, that's about it.
Wrapped. Right, see you next week. Cheers, bye-bye.